for jumping on the call. We're going to be getting started any minute. Dean will be joining us, and then we'll kick the call off. It's going to be an excellent call, so you don't want to miss it. If you just want to hang tight for the next probably 1 minute, Dean will be here, and we'll get started.
I'm ready to be a millionaire.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for jumping on the call tonight. We're going to be kicking off shortly. Dean will be joining us. We're just waiting for a couple of last people to jump on the call. And we have it going online as well. So if you want to just hang tight, we'll kick off in the next couple of minutes. Thanks.
Hello. I'm a grown millionaire.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for opening the call. Look, I'm sorry to jump in so abruptly, but I'm really excited to get the call going tonight. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the call. For those of you who don't know, I'm Tony. I work with Dean. And first of all, do you hear the energy on the phone tonight? Wow, there are like thousands of you listening right now, and I love it. I want to let you know that Dean just called me on my cell phone. He's running a little bit late, and he asked me to get this party started, so he'll literally be with us on the phone in a few minutes. Tonight's call is going to be something really special. Not only has Dean invited four of his successful students to get on the line tonight and share the exact strategies they have used from being scared, dealing with financial issues, to making great money and building security with real estate, but he's also going to give away some things that are going to blow you away. So please make sure you stay on for the entire 60 minutes or so that you don't miss anything, okay? Now, Greg, Carol, Joe, Stacy, you guys on the line?
Yes. I want to welcome everybody to the call and congratulate them for being on the call today.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Greg, it's Joe. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, guys. How are you? It's Carol.
Okay, awesome. You know, everyone, I can't tell you how amazing it is to work with Dean. I mean, to help him reach his goal of changing the lives of millions of people, it used to seem like this great unreachable goal, but we are really on our way to doing it. You know, we're on track. And honestly, I don't want to like toot our horn, but we work our butts off every day putting Dean's visions into place. And we really love doing it. The DG family, as many of you call it, we're just like, it's a powerhouse of people helping people achieve their goals. And tonight's call is not going to be any exception. So I'm really glad that you made it. Now, I know the lines are totally full, so hopefully the people that got busy signals are listening online, and I'm sure that some of you who called in got busy signals and had to try the alternate numbers, but I'm glad that you're with us, and Dean should be with us any second. But I want to ask those of you that are on the call with me right now a really quick question. Greg, I think that most people on the call know Dean from his TV show, you know, from his blogs and reading his books and stuff. And he would hate for me to say this, but he's kind of celebrity-like. You know, he's got an amazing story. Grew up a broke kid, he was in special reading, he never went to college. You know, he does his first deal before the age of 20, he ends up being a millionaire in his 20s. He's got 2-3 New York Times best-selling books, he's met a gazillion famous people, and of course he's got the national TV spot that's running, you know, 24 hours a day. But, you know, you had a chance to meet Dean in person, the real Dean. What are your thoughts of him?
Just the tone of his voice when he's talking to you, how he goes out of his way to help you, and how he does little things to improve your life. I mean, you can just tell. And that was the thing with me when I first met him. I didn't feel like I was just at a sales conference or a sales pitch. I mean, I felt like I was talking to my best friend. He is such a caring guy, and he gives so much of himself and his time to help other people. I mean, a lot of people just don't understand what all he does to get you the tools that you need.
Something else that, you know, most people probably don't know, we talk a little bit about it. I know Dean's talked a little bit about it, but he has a lot of passions for different charities and different organizations, and so much of the money that's generated from what he does, you know, goes to help other people, and that never gets talked about. It might make him, you know, more popular or perceived better if everybody knew all the things that he does. But
the thing about it is, and that's the thing just with the real estate stuff, man, it's people helping people, and that's what he does. He helps people, and when he helps you, you get to help other people, so it's people helping people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I am sure that you and our other speakers tonight are going to do on this call. So let's go ahead and get...
Hey, Tony, I just jumped on. I caught the end there, guys. Thanks. I'm a little embarrassed. I got some red cheeks right now. But
hey.
thanks for sharing, guys. I appreciate it. So let's get started with a great call tonight. Everybody, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. This is going to be something really special. I'm sorry I was a couple minutes late. I have a pretty crazy schedule. I'm never late. If you've ever been on my monthly calls, this is the first time, just a couple minutes. But tonight's really special. We have Joe and Stacy on the phone. They're a couple from Indiana who are doing incredible things. We have Greg that you just talked to for a minute. Greg, thanks for filling in some space for me there. But Greg is the lease option king. Wait till you hear what he's got to share tonight that you could use, take away from this call tonight, and literally go put in place. Carol Stenson, what can I say about Carol? I mean, I don't even want to share too much till we get the chance to talk to her, but she's a mom taking care of 7 children. Her youngest is disabled. She's down to her last $34 to buy my book, literally, and she'll tell you the story of how she had to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches the week she bought that. But in the first 10 weeks, she did her first $10,000 deal. Folks, she didn't use any of her own money. She didn't have to go to a bank. She didn't have it. And the thing is, she had to do it all from home. Tonight in this call, she's going to share how she did that. Carol, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dean.
All right. Awesome. How you doing, Carol?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Joe and Stacy, are you there too?
We are. We're here.
Hey, guys. Well, listen.
Yeah, we're here, Dean.
Awesome, Joe. This is going to be a really, really awesome call tonight. We got four of our top students, Joe and Stacy. You guys are a great couple doing this together. We're going to just talk about some really important things tonight. You know, first of all, we're going to have, if you don't know who the people on the phone are tonight, we have Carol Stenson. She is the no money down, I would say the assignment queen. She's out of South Jersey. We have the no money down king, Greg Murphy, out of Boonville, Mississippi. That's who was just on there. Greg, thank you for that. I heard the end of your introduction there. I appreciate that. We do work hard here to try to get people in the game and take an action, and that's why a call like this is so important. And we have Joe and Stacy, who literally they're in Indiana, and there's a lot I could say about you guys, but pretty much they're the do whatever it takes couple. They've used pretty much all my strategies and done some amazing things. Some quick background on each of these investors. You know, Greg's gone from, you know, just struggling, just getting by, barely paying the bills. Kind of, you know, Greg, I had the chance. First of all, I want everybody to know that they've done amazing things, starting with adversity, starting with trouble in their life. Naysayers around them tell them they couldn't do it, worrying about the bills, and you're going to learn a lot about their story and how they did it today on this call. But I had the opportunity to meet all of these people in person, and it was really awesome. When you get to see face-to-face how somebody's life could change because they took action. Yeah, I like to supply the wisdom, the capabilities, the direction, but they took action. That's what we hope to get you doing before you're into this call. But, you know, if you look at Greg was barely getting by working 70 hours a week, and he just said the heck with it. He wanted to try something new. He jumped in, even though his wife told him he was a little crazy. And he's made over $100,000 so far. He's paid off all his bills. He doesn't have to work 70, 80 hours a week anymore. You know, Carol, you know, she told me in person, we had the chance to go to dinner this year because Carol won my contest this year. And she said when she bought my book, it was her last $34. Her and her family literally ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that week just so they could get the book. But guess what, folks? She took action, and in her first 10 weeks, she did her first deal for $10,000. Now, she had a partner, but she made $5,000 in her first 10 weeks. Now she's on to making $2,000 to $10,000 every month from home without using any of her own money. Joe and Stacy were unsure. They got my book. They read it. They were ready to go, but they were a little unsure on how to get started. They came to my last year's 2009 Edge event and literally within 6 months raised their net worth $750,000. That's $750,000. Did 8 deals. I know they've done more deals since then, and they're on their way to having the life they desire because they took action. And the most important thing is the techniques they implemented, a handful of techniques they've used, are teachable techniques, and three of which we're going to be talking about on tonight's call. Three strategies you can take and run with as soon as tomorrow, literally tomorrow. So make sure you listen up. This is going to be an important call. Guys, you ready to get started?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, Greg, first of all, why don't you tell me and the few thousand registered callers we have right now the Greg Murphy story?
To make a long story short, now, I was making okay money, but I wasn't getting ahead. But what I did do was I had the desire to change my life. And once I took that step, I mean, I would literally get up at 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning and read till 4 or 5 o'clock and then take a shower and go to work. And so I made the time. That's what people have to do. You just have to make that decision. And once I did that, and just it all started working for me, you know. I mean, it was just one deal right after the other. And my life has changed so much, it's just unreal. You know, the pressure's gone. Better quality time with my family. I just can't explain how much better it is, you know.
Well, Greg, I gotta ask you how, you know, there's a couple things I want to ask you. First of all, you know, how'd you do such a 180? You know, so many people are listening right now. First of all, Greg, you're classic for, because a video that you sent in to us a couple years ago that we put on our website, you said, you know, you had no money and your credit was in the crapper. So there's a lot of people listening right now. So there's kind of two questions. There's a lot of people listening that don't have money and don't have credit, or don't want to risk their own money and credit. Now, you haven't used a dollar of your own money for any of your own deals, right?
None. Absolutely none.
And you've made how much so far?
Probably upwards to 130,000 or 140,000 now. I've got just cashed a check, deposited in the bank for $43,000, and then another one for $4,000. I'm holding one now for $3,000, and plus got the realtor just called before this and said we had offers accepted on some more houses. So, you know, but basically, to get back to it, I didn't have any credit or money, so I had to get in there and find something that would work for me. And that's the beautiful thing about real estate. There's something that'll work for everybody. So I picked out a particular strategy that I could do without any money, which for me was lease options. And so I had to buy with it and sell with it. And so through trial and error and the help of you and the Success Academy, I come up with the technique that I have with using none of my own money and walking people through the whole mortgage process. And it just started working for me, man. I mean, that's basically all I can say, because I didn't have it. I mean, I had no choice. I mean, if I would have had money, I would have tried other things. But I didn't have any money. So it got down to where I had to do what I could do. And that's what a lot of people have to do. You have to look at what you can do. And that was what I could do.
Well, that's awesome, Greg. And so now we're on this call tonight. Here's what we hope to do on every one of these calls. We hope to have a mixture of inspiration and motivation, but also some techniques that people can grab with and run with. So why don't we get to some of the points? Of course, we have an hour call. We want to get to Joe and Stacy and Carol. We want to get to everybody and tell about some great opportunities we have and some amazing free stuff that we're going to be offering here at the end of the call. Listen, you know, Greg, last year you attended the 2009 Edge event. What did that do for your life?
Oh, my God, it skyrocketed, actually, because, I mean, I was muddling along, motivated and still doing deals, but when I got out there and all the energy in the room and all the people coming up, I mean, I can't tell you what it does. I mean, it gets you so fired up. I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks after I got home. I mean, I'd be so fired up. And plus, I picked up other tips, and that's the thing about it. I don't care how good a system you got or how good you are at what you do. When you're around other people like Matt and everybody that was out there and all these other coaches and stuff like that, I mean, you pick up little tidbits that helps perfect what you do. And that's what I did. I mean, I added different things to what I do, like the credit rebuilding and a few more different techniques that I picked up out there. But so besides the great stuff you're going to learn, it's all this energy that you get around everybody.
Absolutely.
That's like-minded.
Well, you know, I have a pretty people who know me, and if you watch my videos, I have a pretty nonstop driving energy, and that's my once-a-year event. I get to share everything and bring my best people in, and you are one of them. And anyway, what I want to tell everybody before we keep going, you want incentive to keep listening, the five DVDs, the 20 hours from the last year's live event, the Edge event last year that Greg's talking about that he was at and a lot of the other successful students, we've sold hundreds of those at $697, those study-at-home courses. If you couldn't make it last year, we turned it into a home study course. On this call today, you're going to learn how you can get it absolutely free, so don't dare hang up, but we'll get to that in a minute. What I want to get to right now, though, Greg, is can we share an exact strategy that people can grab a hold of and leave this call with?
Well, one thing is what I guess would be the way I find buyers and sellers. That's a pretty good one, because that can start your phone ringing like immediately. And what works for me and what I do the most of is flyers. I get these flyers that I print up for probably 10 cents. I print them on my home computer. And, well, it's actually a handwritten flyer. I just take a legal sheet and write down a flyer on it. Like, if I'm looking for tenant buyers, for example, I put like 3-2, great location, rent to own, and put my phone number up. And I plaster these things anywhere that somebody will let me put a flyer. There's no bad place for a flyer. Anywhere that somebody, that there's people congregate or traffic, I put a flyer. Coffee shops, laundromat. And that gets my phone ringing, absolutely.
Now, just so everybody knows, real quick, when Greg's not looking for just a regular buyer, he's looking for a tenant buyer, which really quick just means that someone's got a little bit of money put down and decent credit, but they don't have 50 grand to put down and perfect credit. So Greg's whole strategy, and we'll obviously you're going to learn more about that, but Greg's whole strategy is he finds somebody with a few grand to put down and can pay a little extra in rent. He finds that specific buyer. And when he finds them, he puts them on a list, and he's working on the other side to find houses he could put people in. And did I describe that right, Greg?
Absolutely. And then the other side of that is I'm getting tenant buyers, so I'm finding somebody to put in a house, and then I do the same thing for buying for houses, looking for homes. I put out I buy houses, any condition in any situation. Those are two powerful points that you want to put. And the one thing I'll say about my flyers, I don't make them too wordy. I make them I put my message real short, straight to the point, and put a phone number up there. I don't put a phone, a website, and a fax number. I don't do all. I put just the phone number. And then when they call, I can drive them wherever I want to a website.
But let me see if you can answer this honestly. I know you've done a variety of deals. Just these flyers that you use. And as a matter of fact, everybody on the call tonight, you're going to learn how we're going to make it so everybody can get your flyers at the end of this call, Greg. And all they have to do is change their phone number. They can use your exact wording. But as honest as you could think at this very moment without having all your books in front of you, how much money do you think just those flyers have made you?
Probably at least 3/4 of the money that I've made has been through flyer ads. And I would say, and that's a real on the conservative side, probably more than that. But that flyers are so – the thing about flyers, just the thing about flyers, I've got one flyer that I've had at a county auction, you know, the local auction where everybody meets every Friday night and auctions off whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I put that up, and it's been there for 9 months running, and I get 2 to 3 calls a week off that one flyer. Do you got any idea what an ad in a newspaper would cost for 9 months?
Exactly. But the thing about it is, Greg, you took action. I'm sure the first three flyers that you created weren't perfect, didn't get you the calls, but now, like you said, you know there's a simple message that you share, and if you have that message in the right place, you get callers. And, folks, you got to realize something. Greg's whole strategy, he doesn't have money. When someone calls him and says, I need to sell my house, he doesn't have cash. What Greg has is a list of people that do have money that want to buy it, and he plays the middleman. So if this sounds a little confusing, really think, take the complication part out of it and really think of this in a simplistic manner. It's Greg's using flyers to make a list of people who say, yeah, I want to buy, and another list of people say, yeah, I need to sell, and he matches them up in the middle and gets paid. Is that how you get paid, Greg?
That's exactly how I get paid. I make money up front, in the middle, and at the end.
All right, awesome. So at the end of this, you're going to find out how you can get Greg's exact flyer that he used, the one that's out there at the auction site and all the other ones he's used. All you have to do is change the phone number and follow what Greg does. Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing tonight. I want to get on to Carol. I know we don't have a ton of time. I want to get a couple tidbits from her. But thanks a lot, Greg. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Hey, Dean. Doing well.
What's going on?
Not much.
Well, we're having an exciting call here tonight. There's thousands of people on the line. Of course, a lot of them feel the way you might have felt when you started, scared, you know, can this really work for me? Is this guy the real deal? Can you really make money in real estate in this economy? Can I do it with no money down? You know, all the things that you've probably circulated in your mind. So maybe we could just get a little bit of the Carol story so people can, you know, resonate with you.
Oh, definitely, Dean. I mean, it's actually hard to believe that a little over 16 months ago, it's only been 16 months that my husband's business went under and leaving us with no income and no money. Basically, we were broke. We were in foreclosure. We had no money for food. We were basically getting ready for homelessness. I mean, that's where we were headed. The worst part about it is that I didn't have hope for a change because I had no idea how to change the situation.
And here's the hard part about that is anybody listening right now, think about the situation Carol's in. Carol, how many children do you support?
Seven.
You have seven children.
Mm-hmm.
and I know your youngest, who I met when we all went to dinner, was a great young man, but he has some issues, right, that you need to stay home more than the average, you know, parent.
Yes, Jaden has a form of cerebral palsy.
Right, so you had to find something not only to help your family, but something where you couldn't be out on the road, something that you couldn't use any money. And, man, I mean, the truth of the matter is, why did you even think real estate could do it for you?
I never thought real estate could do it for me. To be honest with you, I knew nothing about real estate, Dean. My idea of a real estate investor was a fat guy in a suit on Wall Street looking at his Rolodex. I mean, that was my idea of a real estate investor. I had no clue that real estate investors were everyday people. I knew nothing about real estate. So really, real estate was the last thing on my mind that I thought would change my life until I saw you on television, and you were just so inspiring, you know, it was like you were talking right to me, saying, you know what,
right.
You can change your life. You know what, you can do this, and this is gonna help you. You're going to profit from this. And you were basically
right.
And basically, you know, my husband and I just looked at each other at the end of the infomercial, and we were like, we got to order the book. Now, Dean, in reality, I only had $35 in my bank account. That's all I had left, and that was to get me through for food for my children for the week. I didn't have anything else. But we took the step, Dean, and we ordered your book with the last $35 that we had. Basically, like you said, we ate peanut butter and jelly that week because it was all we could feed our children, seven of them. So imagine feeding seven children peanut butter and jelly for an entire week.
And then telling you how crazy you are that you spent their food money on a book.
Yeah, oh, they were
crazy
very.
Crazy guy with a high-pitched voice late at night, right? And folks, I want you to know something. We're talking to Carol, who had some really tough times, and I know all of us can have empathy for that. And some of you listening might be in the same situation, but you don't have to be in Carol's situation to take action. You could have a decent job with decent credit right now, but your bank account says zero. Your future savings says zero. Your college account for your children says zero. That should be just as disturbing as what Carol went through, because we're only all a snap away from what you went through. Like you said, Carol, your husband's business was doing okay, paying the bills until the economy turned, and all of a sudden it was just nothing.
Exactly.
So I would hate for you to have to be in that situation. You don't have to be desperate to take action. You know, Carol, I really appreciate your story, but what I'd love to get to, so first of all, I want to get to some exact techniques we could share with our students that are listening right now. They're just hungry. I mean, I know right now people are just going, I want to be where Carol is. I mean, you emailed me, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. You made $15,000 on one deal.
Well, actually, Dean, I just made my most this month. This month I will net $31,500
this month. That's awesome. I'm clapping. I really
and
knew
that's just wholesaling. I mean, basically that's wholesaling. I actually went in with Chip and Andrea. I was wholesaling some deals with them, and actually at the end of this month, once they all settle next week, my net profit for this month is $31,000.
That is unbelievable. Congratulations. I mean, that you got to understand something, folks. Carol's story is true. She wouldn't be on this call if it wasn't. But here's a woman who takes care of her family. She does all of this from home. She doesn't never has gone to a bank. Have you ever gone to a bank for a loan?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Right? Have you ever used a dime of your own money?
Not one dime, Dean.
Do you go out and look at 100 different houses a week yourself?
Nope. I do it all virtual, right online.
Exactly. And that's why I want this call was so important, because I want people to know they can do that. Now, you did your first deal, you said, in the first 10 weeks, right?
Yes. That was the deal that netted me $10,000, my first $10,000.
Right, and you said, you know, that was the first time I just know all this because we just went to dinner 3-4 weeks ago, but you said that was the first time you even took your kids to a mall shopping for schools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids, I mean, basically every year we would go to the thrift store and get what we could, or Walmart or whatever, but this week we all took a trip to the mall. I mean, it was really awesome. My kids were, like, in glory land.
Carol, I really appreciate it. And I'm really, honest and truly from the bottom of my heart, I'm really proud and inspired about the money you made this month. And one other thing, guys, you have to realize about being a part of this team, about coming to the Edge Live event, it's not just the wisdom that you're going to get. It's not just the capabilities and the inspiration, right? It's look at the networking. You said, you know, you just dropped, you know, Chip and Andrea. I know who that is, because that was last year's winner.
Uh-huh.
That's another one of our successful students. But you guys, because of networking, you guys are making money together. Do you know how many, like Lorena and all these other people, everybody's networking, and when you meet each other, you find somebody that goes, hey, I got cash. Oh, I got a great deal. Let's get together and make money together. I mean, you're not in this alone, because all I know is so many people on the phone right now feel alone in their desire to change their life through real estate. If they tell their friends, their coworkers, their family, their neighbors, everybody tells them you're nuts. Can everybody agree, just the four of you guys, that you went through the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
So that's the added bonus of being a part of something bigger than yourself. So let's get, I don't want to take too much time. Thank you, Carol. What can we share with somebody right now about wholesaling? I know you have, you know, five different steps that you use that allow you to make money from home month after month. You're averaging, you know, $2,000 to $10,000 a month. Obviously, that's an old average because your new average just went way up. But what are five, you know, I know you have five techniques that you talk about, but can you share one of them right now?
Oh, definitely. What I wanted to share, Dean, is that I've developed three emails that I use consistently that I forward to classified ads that I find online and that I forward to buyers online. They're standard email skits that I use. I post them in real estate investor groups. I buy house leads. I just have three emails that I use. I save them in my notes section of my email, and I copy and paste them every time I see an advertisement online. These email skits basically get buyers to respond to me in regards to their property for sale, and it also tells me their motivation. And these emails get buyers to respond and send me their investment criteria.
Gotcha.
So it's just three basic emails that I use, the same emails that I use that I just copy and paste wherever I see a property for sale or I see an investor advertisement. And,
and you use the same strategy as Greg, just in a different model. He's using lease options. You're doing assignments. But your whole goal is to keep building a buyer's list of people who say, hey, Carol, if you bring me a great deal, I'll buy it. Right?
Oh,
so that's not your money. That's someone else. And then you use these emails to also find somebody that says, it's the bad economy. The market's down at the bottom. I'm desperate. I need to sell. Please help me, Carol. You match up those two people, and you live in the middle where you get paid.
Yes. I call it virtual wholesaling.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what it is.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing because I do it all from home. I'm still able to take care of my children. I'm still able to be a mom. And I'm making more money basically than my husband at this point in time, and I don't even leave home.
Yeah. Well, you know, I met your husband, so I know he's supportive and loving it, so it's not like he's jealous of it.
No.
Well, he might be a little jealous deep down. You never know. Guys are tough.
No, I mean, but I'd love to be able to share these emails with other people if they're interested.
Awesome. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody keep listening on the call. Carol, we're going to get those three emails at the end of this call. Let everybody know how they can get those for free. We'll compile them, and everybody who wants to, a select group, will be able to get those emails. And, Carol, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. You're a monster inspiration. You got a huge following at DG.com. You're a great person, and you're a good example because people need someone to look up to and say, wow, if she did it, I can do it. And that's why I love other people's success. It's pretty addicting.
Oh, absolutely, Dean. Thank you for allowing me to share it.
All right, thanks. All right, Joe and Stacy, are you there?
We're here.
Thanks for patiently
We're
waiting.
Here.
Aren't they some great stories so far?
They are.
You have a lot to live up to right
fabulous.
Now.
Fabulous.
You guys got a lot to live up to right now.
I'm taking notes all along.
It's some good stuff. So, you know, maybe we could just start with a little bit of the Joe and Stacy story.
Every month we got so many bills. When we would go to the mailbox, you'd get that knot in your stomach every time you empty the mailbox. And we had talked and thought, geez, you know, we're working hard, but it just seems like we're not getting ahead. There had to be a better way. And then we were just so thrilled one evening. We saw your commercial on TV and decided to order the book and look into the programs and such. And, you know, the book and information just literally, you know, changed our lives in only a matter of a few weeks. You know, shortly after we received your book, we decided, why don't we drive the local area and learn the neighborhood? Because now that we have this great information, we can look to see if we can find a deal. And Stacy was really good about highlighting and putting little tabs in there. So we almost use it as a reference guide that if we wanted to do something specifically, I'd say, okay, what does Dean say to do there? And then she'd flip open the book and say, okay, this is what he says to do. So we were driving the neighborhood and looking at different properties, and we found a bank-owned REO property. It was a nice single-family home, you know, near employment and park and just a good location with a real large two-car garage. And Stacy laughed at me because I was more excited about the garage than the house, because in the Midwest with snow and everything, it's great to have a garage. And I said, hey, this could be a great deal. So we talked to the realtor, and the home was listed in the mid-60s. And we thought, well, you know, according to Dean, he says, you know, be aggressive, you know, make low offers. You can always go up from there. And I told Stacy, why don't we offer 20,000? She goes, 20? She goes, why don't we just go 10? I said, oh, okay. I guess we could do 10. That's pretty aggressive considering what they want for it, you know. So we submitted 10, and the realtor said, oh, okay, how much you want to submit? We said 10. He goes, okay, I'll submit it. A couple days went by. They rejected it. And he said, why don't you put in another offer? You know, let's see what could happen. So Stacy and I talked about it. we said, well, why don't we offer 10 and just say, hey, this is our best and final, and see how motivated they are. We got nothing to lose. So a couple days went by. We had submitted that, and I was so thrilled. I got a call from my realtor saying, Joe, I don't believe it, but they took your offer for $10,000. And I just wanted to save that voicemail on my cell phone because it was real. It worked. I couldn't tell you the amount of excitement I had. You know, I was kind of floating into the house from the driveway, yelling, Stacy, Stacy, you know, I'm playing it. We're dancing around the living room. We're high-fiving. And, you know, just doing that first deal, I can't even tell you the feeling that we got from that. And it was really just the inspiration to say, hey, we really got something here. Let's just take action and keep on doing what we're doing.
Right, and you said, you know, that again, we had the opportunity to meet in person. You said it was listed at 65, but that was already under fair market value because it was a house that needed to be sold. It was a desperate, you know, seller.
Exactly. They had the home on the market for a while, and they just weren't getting many offers on it. And the home was actually worth around $100,000. And what was so awesome, I mean, after we got the home, we only had to go to closing with credits and everything that we got for taxes and such with like $6,000. And I couldn't believe we got this home on a double lot on a 4-lane state route road with this big garage for a little over $6,000 at the time.
Crazy.
And when we rented it, out, this is the best part. We rented it for $1,000 a month, and there's a young couple in there. They really like the home, so we hope they stay a few years. But it's just awesome to think that not only can you find a great property and have that instant equity right away, but to be able to rent it out and have that future cash flow of an asset that's owned free and clear. I just can't tell you how that makes us feel.
That's awesome. And Stacy, how are you loving it?
I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun. I mean, especially with like Joe said, with our first deal. I mean, it's great. The house is free and clear, and we get to, you know, get that rent for, you know, $1,000 a month. So it's nice. It's every day is a new adventure. We get to find new deals and learn new things. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you guys, now you did that first deal, right? If I just, so I can know the timeline. You did that first deal, and then did you come to the Edge event, or was that at, when would that take place?
Yeah, it was right before the Edge event. We did the first deal because we went through your book right away, and then we came to the Edge event shortly thereafter.
Oh, so you must have been stoked on your way in the plane, right? Like coming there to jump up and down and say we did it.
Yeah, we were kind of dancing in the aisle of a plane. They told us to put our seatbelts on. So, but we were just so excited to come to, you know, the Edge. Because, you know, when you get the book, you're excited and nervous all in one. And we opened the book, we read it, and like I said, we tabbed it. And after we got that first deal, I thought, wow, man, this is so powerful. I can't wait to see what other tidbits and information and strategies we learn, you know, at the Edge. So we were almost running to get there. I mean, it was just something.
No, that's awesome. And how many strategies have you used? I mean, how many deals have you done so far to date?
We've done about 10 deals to date and got a couple more in the works right now.
Yeah.
And you raised your net worth $750,000. I mean, is that's accurate? I mean, you're an accountant, Joe, so you should know that better than anybody. That's a true number.
Yeah. That's a true number.
Yeah, it's a true number, and with accountants, you have to be conservative, so that's a conservative estimate. And we look at that, and we just say, wow, you know, we just can't believe in the period of time what we've been able to do, and yet the information and strategies that we've learned for, you know, what we're going to be able to do in the future. We're just stoked about, you know, the opportunity and using the techniques. You know, we've tried to use almost all of them and have good success. But as Greg said earlier on the call, you pick up little tidbits from here or there, and you do different versions, and you say, hey, why don't we try this strategy or that strategy? And I'll be honest, sometimes I'll use a strategy just to see if I can make it work, and it may not make the deal go all the way through, but then what we learn from it, we can apply to another strategy. So we're just having the time of our life. We really are.
That's really, I mean, these stories are so awesome. I mean, I do put in a ton of hours. I work my tail off, but, you know, just being on a call like this, I'll be in an amazing mood for 3 days now, and plus we got thousands of people on the line. Listen, the people are on the line right now. I truly believe, you know, we do them a disservice if we can't get them engaged to take action. If I didn't get you guys that are just on the phone that I get to talk to, not the thousands of people listening, but if I didn't get you to pick up the phone and call the number and get my book that night, I did you a disservice. You know, if I don't get you to go to our Success Academy or be at the Live Edge event or just take action, spend time at deangraziosi.com, then I'm not doing my job, because we do have the tools. We do have the capabilities, but we got to make people take action. And that's why we do these calls. That's why I'm on a call every single month like this. It's why I do the things that we do, is because it is pretty addicting. So, Joe, what can we share with people on this call right now that they can take away right now to start thinking about or using?
You know, I would tell people that, you know, a good strategy that they can do right now is, we've had a tremendous amount of success, you know, with REOs. And
which
if
is real estate
local
owned.
Banks.
Not to interrupt,
right,
but
yeah,
if somebody knew on the phone, real estate owned is basically when a house goes all the way through foreclosure and no one bought it, the bank has to take it back. In the old, you know, 3-4 years ago, a bank could just put it for sale and sell it and get their money back. What's going on in today's economy? 50,000 foreclosures a week. Banks are juggling properties that they can't manage, and they have them on their books, and they need to get them off. And Joe's talking about REOs, the way he communicates, the way he sends emails to make deals with banks. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to set that up a little, Joe.
Oh, no problem. So the big thing is, if you can identify the local community banks in your area, usually the ones that have under 10 branches, as well as credit unions, and establish contacts at those banks with the asset managers. They're the ones that handle the real estate owned properties or the properties they've taken back. The great thing is, by networking and establishing those contacts, you kind of get your foot in the door. And then we've taken a similar approach with having kind of a structured email that we can follow up with, ask questions, and even, you know, present offers to the asset managers on properties that they have. But I can't tell you how we've perfected, you know, this system and all the little nuances just through trial and error that we've learned. And, you know, I can only share a tidbit tonight because of the hour call, but I just can't wait for the upcoming Edge, because there's just so much we want to share with people. I think they can really learn from this and take action right away.
Okay, so
on,
I have a quick,
you know,
question. Just someone's got a pen, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. But so someone's going to look for what kind of bank? You said a smaller bank that's locally owned?
Yeah, small locally owned community bank, not one of the big larger banks, but a small local community bank you want to look for, or a credit union, because there's credit unions that will loan money on homes, and sometimes, unfortunately, they have to foreclose due to unforeseen circumstances. People can't pay, they take them back. So look for those smaller institutions. Then when you
call
the bank...
I'm sorry, but if they call them, they're going to ask for, and I just want to get that word, they're going to ask for the asset manager?
Yeah, you can ask for the asset manager. If it's a real tiny bank that maybe only has one location, it could be a bank president. So when you first call, it's always important to get the person's name, that we establish a little rapport. And if they don't know what you're talking about, you can always say, are there any properties that the bank currently foreclosed on that they currently have? And then they may say, oh, yeah, that's not our asset manager, that's our vice president, Mr. Smith. Then you'll know. So as you talk with the people and build the rapport and they connect you, say the first person to answer the phone, their name was Tom, you could say, hi, Mr. Smith, Tom informed me that you handle, you know, the foreclosures or REOs that you've taken back. Could I have a few moments of your time? So then it almost builds a little rapport, because Mr. Smith is thinking, oh, okay, he talked to someone previously in the bank, maybe this is somebody I need to talk to.
Perfect. So I got a question for you. Do you have a breakdown or a checklist or specific emails that you've perfected, use over and over?
Yeah, I sure do. I kind of perfected it where I kind of have a checklist of what I do when I run through it in the beginning, and then what we kind of do in the middle with following up with emails. And even if you establish a good contact with a banker or an asset manager and they currently don't have anything in their inventory, then we also have a follow-up one that maybe on a monthly or every other month we'll just send to them to stay in contact, because when they get something in their inventory, we want them to think of us and then give us a call saying, hey, I got this property. Are you interested?
Awesome. Well, I know you've packaged that up for us, and everybody who's listening right now, I've ethically bribed Joe to give us that information. At the end of this call, you're going to see how you can get that for free, too. So we get Greg Murphy's signs, we get Carol's emails, and we get Joe's step-by-step on how to profit from REOs. And one thing I want everybody to know, if you have money and credit, great. You might not need to use it ever, because you can use the strategies. Joe, I know the one that you told me, your last deal, you got the bank to finance it, give you a great deal, give you a great interest rate. You said your credit's not perfect, and you left the closing with like $5,500. So you didn't use a dime of your own money in that property cash flow. So people are definitely intrigued on that. So, Joe, I got one more question for you. you raised your net worth over $750,000. All of them, except for one, were done after last year's event. How much of that $750,000 would you attribute to what you learned being live at the Edge event last year?
I'd say at least $500,000, because when we attended that event, you know, it was just so tremendous, the amount of information and strategies, and we literally got so much information and were so thrilled from what we had learned. We turned it up like three notches after the event, and I honestly have to say at least $500,000 is what we learned there to not only give us the strategies but the confidence.
So if I charge you $250,000 for you and Stacy to come, that's really a good deal.
Yeah.
No, it really is, because, you know, I always say knowledge is power, and that's something that nobody can ever take away from you. And what we've done so far and what we foresee happening in the future, we can't be happier.
Well, that's awesome, Joe. I really appreciate it. And thanks, Joe, Stacy. I know you guys are taking time out of your busy day to busy evening to be on the call. But, you know, if we inspire just one extra person to take action and they can be on a call like this in next year or be at the live event and sharing their techniques, I mean, then we did our job. You know, last year's event was the first one I've ever done, live event, where I teach. And I was determined to just make it the greatest thing on the planet. You know, I didn't want to do a pitch fest where people came to an event and they learned a tiny little bit and then all of a sudden were sold all kinds of stuff. You guys know we trained for 2 days with our top students and just changed people's lives. And again, everybody on this call, you can get the Edge event, all 20 hours of footage, without one thing being missed. In fact, VIP people paid $11,000 last year to go to be in a special closed-door brainstorm. We've taken some of the highlights of that. They're on this DVD. We've sold hundreds of them for $697 and learn how you get that absolutely free. But 2010 is going to be the real estate event of the year. If you come, you'll learn the best strategies for right now. New techniques I've recently discovered that really I haven't shared anyplace else. Because remember one thing, guys, I'm not some 70-year-old guru who did a couple deals a few years ago and I became a marketer. I still have 47 deals, I think, is my last count going on. I've invested with a lot of my students. Carol won this year's Send Me Away contest. Her and I are working on deals together. I've done some deals already with Greg Murphy because he's one of our top students. I've done them with Matt Larson, with Chip and Andrea. And the reason I do that is because I can't invest all over the country and know everything that's going on. But when I invest with the people who started with nothing and they're in the trenches doing it, I get every little detail on how it works. And if you guys on the phone right now know, I extract whatever I can. I put it in my books. I put it in my live training. If you don't know about the live event, we not only have myself teaching, my top students like Carol, Joe, Greg and Stacy, but we're going to have a host of other ones, which I'll talk about in a second. But also, I take my top coaches from my Success Academy. And I just want to tell you something. First of all, the live event that I do is not in replace of my Success Academy. That Success Academy is hands down something that's incredible. If you're in it or you're thinking about in it, congratulations. It could change your life. Most everybody on this call tonight, a lot of people listening, part of the several thousand on the phone, have been in it. It's helped change your lives. Our trainers have the skills and knowledge and the ability to get you out there making money right now. Because one thing, and I said this before, my live event is not a motivational event. It's not an inspirational event, even though you'll get that. You'll get the byproduct. I mean, everybody was jacked up last year. I mean, people standing up screaming it went so well. But it's a capabilities event. It's a networking event. It's an event to let you know you can do this. Because all I know is so many people, like I said before, you feel crazy because everybody around you thinks you're nuts, so you just think you are. Until you come to an event like that and you see your peers where you could stand up and be proud that you want to make money, proud that you want to, you know, get your family to a level of success that no recession or no person could ever knock you off. I mean, how do you think Carol feels? I'm sure you feel bulletproof at this point in your life, don't you, Carol?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, compared to where you felt 16 months ago. So, you know, during this event, you'll hear from seven of my successful students, normal, everyday people who followed what they learned and made great things happen. They'll give you the real-life walking and talking examples of how you can just do exactly what they did and maybe achieve even more than they did. At the event, you already know that Greg and Carol and Joe are going to be there. Carol's going to share all of her five powerful techniques to show you how she does it from home without using any of her own money or going to the bank, how she's making, you know, I literally had little notes. If you ever hear me slow down, it's because I have handwritten notes all over my desk. But I know I have written here, Carol, that you were making $2,000 to $10,000 a month, but you've obviously exceeded that to $31,000 this month, which is awesome.
Yes.
Joe and Stacy, you're going to explain everything about REOs, how to develop relationships, how to buy them with no money down, how to negotiate with the asset manager. share your secret email, your top 10 list, all that incredible stuff. And, of course, Greg Murphy, the lease option, no money down king. You're going to share every technique on how you're doing it. Like, you know, if you can resonate with Greg, if you have no money, you're worried. I mean, you know, some of the things, Greg, I love is when I met you, you were like, the byproduct is, yeah, I get to do this, this, and this, but you said you lost 40 pounds because you're loving life again. You're more focused. You get to spend time with your son. You feel like he's going to have a future. I mean, that's the byproduct of money. You know, some people say, you know, money is not the root of all evil. It's not everything. But I know a lot of things, and somebody said this to me about 2 years ago, and it made so much sense. If you can cut a check for the problem, you don't have that problem. Now, here's the thing I know. If you have personal things you got to work out, you want to lose a little weight, you want to feel better, you want to get your head out of a funk and maybe not be depressed, none of that stuff is immediately affected by money. But if you could pay your bills, not fight with your spouse, not worry about you not having enough money or getting thrown out of your house, then your focus can be on yourself. Then your focus can be to be a healthier person, a better parent. And that's what money can do for you. But in addition, I want to just go really quick, and I want to talk about the live event and let you know what is going on this year for the 2010 Edge event. We're also going to have Lorena there. Now, if you guys are on DG.com, you know her as Rena. Now, Rena, listen, she had a lot of adversity, and I'm going to let her tell you that in person at the live event. But she's a wife and a mom of four. But she used my techniques to literally raise her net worth $1 million. She has monthly cash flow of over $4,000, and she's making all kinds of money on a monthly basis doing assignments, not using any of her own money. She's literally created a system to get banks to pay you to use their money. I know that sounds a little crazy, but these are some crazy times, folks. Banks are more desperate than you could ever imagine. Here's the hard part about banks. They say they don't want to lend anybody money, but they also have all these properties on their books they need to get rid of. Well, Rena has created an incredible system, and she's going to share all that at this year's 2000 Edge event. We have Matt Larson. Matt is such a great story. He won my first Send Me Away contest. That's the contest where people send in home video of their success. He won the first one in 2007. My part of the deal is that you get to use my money to invest in a piece of property, and we send you away for a week. Well, Matt and I went on to do about 30 deals together. We've made $1 million together, raised our net worth $1 million together. His first deal, using none of his own money, his first year he did 12 deals on his own. Second year he did 22. I just talked to Matt this week. Matt has just done his 100th deal, which is, you know, phenomenal. Congratulations, Matt, if you're listening. Matt retired from his job this winter because he lives up in Iowa, Illinois, where it's cold as heck. He spent the entire winter living down on the beach in Florida. He's still doing deals remotely using our techniques and just pretty awesome. And if you know Matt, if you know the 25-to-1 strategy, that's the one that Matt made famous. You know, we gave Matt a little and he went and ran with it, and we put it in our last book, and he's going to be there and tell about all his new updates, how he's investing remotely using none of his own money. It's a really awesome strategy. He'll be there. Another person that's going to be there, I thought this was really important, Chad Marihue, one of our students. He's a 24-year-old youth pastor. Now, his story is pretty cool because he almost died in a car accident at a really young age, went into a coma, woke up from a coma and said, I don't care that I'm only 20-something years old. I want to live life the way I'm supposed to live it. And he decided that the way he was supposed to live life is helping youth stay on the right path and knowing God. And he dedicated his life to it. But what he couldn't dedicate is there was no money in it, but he didn't want to stop doing it. He got involved in real estate. He's raised his net worth about $350,000. His last deal that I talked to him about, he made $44,000 on the one deal. And now he gets to be a youth pastor and not worry about the money. His whole focus could be on changing people's lives, and that's what he likes. And we got him here to talk about those techniques, but I want him at the live event because he's going to share the power of self-belief and staying motivated. And yes, this 24-year-old can teach you that. If you have obstacles, you let people talk you off track or get you off track and talk you out of your goals, this is a 24-year-old kid that will rock your world and show you how you can stay focused. And then another person, we searched all over. We've had so many requests from our students that to find the right realtor. We all agree that the right real estate agent, the right realtor can be their biggest asset. The worst one can kill you, so you need the right one. Well, so many of you have asked that we searched all over, and we found Bill O'Rafferty. He is just an amazing guy. He's helping investors make money. He is the premier perfect realtor that you guys want. Now, here's a guy that holds 3 degrees. He's got master degrees. He's been flipping houses himself. He's an investor himself, but he's also an amazing agent who's going to give you the breakdown on how you could find an agent just as good as him. I've also booked four of my top investing instructors from my Real Estate Success Academy. First, there's Drew Morin. He's purchased, sold, and leased millions of dollars worth of real estate, and now we grabbed him. He's in our Success Academy. He is a phenomenal investor, but even better, he's an amazing trainer. He's even a licensed realtor, so he talks from that side, but what a great guy. We have Mr. Talmadge Bell. He's been an investor and a consultant for over 38 years. Listen to this. He owns or has controlling interest in entities and own over 140 real estate properties or derivatives. He is the cash flow king, and he's going to share with you some great things on notes and cash flow. Jeff Jensen. Jeff is just an awesome guy. If you're in the Success Academy, you may know him. If you were at last year's event, you know him. This guy has done it all. He's been an investor. He's been a coach for 8 years. He knows about VA foreclosures, REOs, HUDs. He knows the exit strategy. He knows no money down. He knows building buyers list. Not only is he going to train, but he's also the MC. I guess that's a great way to say it because he's a great guy, and in fact, he's pretty funny. And last would be Nathan Street. He's not only a coach for many, many years, he's an investor, and he knows a lot about hard money and how to find and raise the money to do short sales and all kinds of deals, and you can get the money really quick. He's really an expert at that, and I wanted him there to share that. Folks, it's hard to express what an event like this can do without you being there. Yes, the wisdom, the capability, the directions, but in a minute, I'm going to ask the four people I have on the phone to express again what an event like this could be to them. But I want to let you know, not only is it going to give you the wisdom and the direction, but it's going to give you the connections, a feeling of belonging. It's hard to explain what the energy was like in that room. All I know, at the end of Sunday night, nobody wanted to go home. It was just life-changing, and I want to tell you, it was as life-changing for everybody there as it was for me. And this year, I am going to take it to a whole nother level. So before I let you know how you can get all the gifts we talked about tonight, that's all the gifts from our students, free, how you can get the Edge last year's event home study course free, I want to ask you this. If not real estate now, then what when? If you don't have anything in a path or a plan to change your life, what's going to change? Now, listen, I said this before. I am not ashamed to offer this. And is our live event free? Absolutely not. But can it be worth 100 times more than what you pay for it? I think if you ask anybody on the phone here, or ask anybody who went last year and they're making great money, absolutely. Listen, I really feel that I'm doing you a disservice. If I don't get you to engage, if I don't get you to come to Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona, and come to this live event, then I'm doing you a disservice because I know the type of results that you can get. Before I was joking with Joe, I said, would you pay me $250,000 for it? And he laughed. But Matt Larson literally told me that he would pay me $100,000 for what he learned from our Real Estate Success Academy and going to last year's live event because the value is there. But you got to be ready to take action. So here's your chance to stop saying someday and start saying today. The at-the-door price is going to be $2,995 if it's not sold out. And the date is the evening of May 21st. You might want to write this down. Then the 22nd and 23rd all day. And if you're part of the VIP or your VIP holder, then the 24th as well. And it's going to be here in Scottsdale, Arizona. But like I said before, here's what you get because you're on this call tonight. If you register by midnight tomorrow night, you'll receive the Edge Home Study Course, like I said, $697 value free. You get Greg's Ugly Flyers. You'll get Carol's email scripts and a very important tool for an investor, the Jurix Checklist, and their emails to find and select properties. You get it all worth thousands of dollars in value free when you register for the event. And that's not the best part. You're not going to pay $2,995. I want to give everyone on this call tonight the incentive to intend and change your life. You know, there's 2,000-plus people on the call, but you're all doers. You guys made arrangements tonight. You carved time out of your schedule, and you made the time to be here. And for that, here's what we're going to do. Even though there's less than 200 seats left, I'm going to make the best offer I can. You're going to pay just $99 down tonight. Then three monthly payments of $831.65. That's a total of $2,593. Now, that's over a $400 savings. And here's the best part. I am so confident in what we're going to do and how we're going to change your life that you're fully protected plus $500. What do I mean by that? Okay, here's the thing. You come to the event. If you don't leave with at least five ideas that you can use immediately to start implementing and explode your income, then after the end of the day, if you don't feel this event has matched every one of your expectations, simply do this. Find me or one of my staff members. We'll cut you a 100% check for a refund, give you all your money back, plus I'll give you $500 out of my pocket to pay for your airfare to go home. That's how confident I am this event can change your life. So just $99 down tonight to reserve your seat. Plus you get the three strategies from the students who are on the call tonight that are just unbelievable. And, of course, my Edge Kit, absolutely free. And listen to this. We'll send you the Edge Kit right away. Between the Edge Kit and the strategies our students are sharing with you tonight, if you take action, you literally could recoup all your investment on a deal before you even come to the event. But you got to take action. Oh, and one last thing. My assistant, Megan, is unbelievable for those that you know or you know that she is. She locked up a place that is more like a resort than a hotel. The place is phenomenal. That's why we only have 250 seats available, because it was a smaller place, but it's gorgeous. But here's the thing. She got it so the hotel rooms are cheaper than most any hotel room across the country, except it's a resort in the heart of Scottsdale where you get to learn some of the most incredible stuff and network and meet people. So here you go. To get signed up, go to www.deansevent.com. That's www.deansevent.com, and get signed up and get there. Remember, you get your seat, you get all the benefits of attending a live event, you get the bonding, you get the nurturing, and you get all the wisdom. Plus, we're going to send you last year's event immediately in the mail, the home study course, and we'll make sure that you get all the gifts that our students on the phone are were so nice to share. You know, this is a once-in-a-year event, folks. I don't teach any other place. I don't travel all over the country. This is the only place to do it. You can learn from me, my top students, my top coaches, and most of all, mingle with hundreds of people just like you, and all you got to do is go to Dean's Event right now, deansevent.com, and register for $99. Guys, what else do you think people will get by coming to the event?
Well, they're going to get tons of wisdom and energy. The energy they're going to get, man, they're going to get tons of energy, because when you start investing in this stuff, you feel like you're all alone. You know, you're just people on the other end of the line. You're talking to, whether it be the coaching staff or somebody else. When you go there, you get to actually see people and see other people that's thinking the same way you are, and that energy you're going to feel is absolutely awesome.
What do you think, Joe or Stacy?
You know, I honestly think that, you know, the event's so phenomenal. People are going to gain just the confidence, and to be able to network with other like-minded people, it just lifts you up to give you that confidence to immediately take action, and it opens your mind up to so many other things that maybe you haven't considered. And as Greg had said, just the energy is so amazing. I guarantee you'll have trouble to sleep, you know, the nights that you're there, because you're just so excited you want to get started.
You know, it's you know, what Joe and Greg both have said is true. When Joe and I had attended the event last year, we really couldn't sleep the nights that we were there. And it's hard for us to explain to everyone who's on the call how much the energy is there and how much you learn. It's the energy from the speakers. It's the energy from Dean. It's the energy from everyone else who's sitting around you, because they're doing it just like you are, and they have that belief and that passion just like you do, and everyone is just lifting everyone up. It's phenomenal. I mean, I'm so happy that Dean, you're doing this event again this year. I mean, this event really changed Joe's in my life. I mean, it just it's incredible. You know, I'm thankful that you're having this. If you don't mind, when we went to the event and I got to meet you and Joe got to meet you. And you shook our hand, and you signed our book, the one that Joe talked about where we tab everything and we highlight everything. You signed our book, and then you shook my hand, and you looked right in my eyes, and you said that we can do this and that, you know, you believed in us. And I remember telling Joe, he said that, and he really does believe in us, and we believe in each other. And to know that you really meant that, and I could tell when you looked in our eyes and you said that, I thought, you know what, I want to do as many deals as I possibly can, so we can get on that stage next year, so we could tell everyone our story. And it felt good. It felt good that you believed in us, and we had each other to believe in. So again, I thank you for having this event again this year, because last year it changed our life, and we just want to change someone else's life as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate it. And Carol, what would you say to anybody who's kind of just sitting there thinking, man, that's a lot of money. Can I afford to do this? Is it going to be worth it?
Well, I mean, what I would say is, you know, sometimes we have to step out on faith in order to make things happen. And I believe that if they do that, like you said, that with the things that you're offering them tonight, they may be able to even earn that money before they even get there. They may be able to take the strategies that you have given them or whatever you're giving them tonight to earn the money. I mean, I would say, you know, step out on faith and go out and receive the power. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the power that this is going to give me when I walk away. It's going to give me more power to do what I'm going to do after I walk away from the event. I mean, I wasn't there last year, But I am so glad that I'm coming this year.
I'm glad you're gonna inspire a lot of people, and I really do appreciate you guys being on the phone tonight, and everybody else, the thousands of people who are listening. And I want to let you know, guys, I just want to ask you real quick: did I pay you guys to say all that great stuff tonight?
No, you didn't.
No.
I just say that only because we have, I'm sure we have a few skeptics on the phone, and that's okay because that's what keeps me on the straight and narrow to just show people over and over through our reputation, through what we do. You know, actions speak a lot louder than words, and we have DeanGraziosi.com and the support system and weekly blogs and monthly calls. You know, and this live event, I mean, it's really near and dear to my heart, and I look forward to shaking people in the hands. And you know, Joe and Stacey, I remember the exact moment signing your book that was already beat up, and you wanted me to sign that one and look in your eyes, and I meant it. And I it's awesome that this is just a year later, and you're going to be there speaking. You're on your way to raising your net worth over $1 million, just all from that last event. And I know so many other successful stories that came from that event. So, folks, if you want to come to the event, what you got to do is go to deansevent.com right now, www.deansevent.com. Get signed up tonight for $99, make 3 monthly payments, and get your butt down to Arizona in May, and let's start a whole new life for you and your family. Again, guys, thank you so much for being on this call tonight. It really meant a lot to me.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
Thanks. Thank you, Dean.
Yes, thank you, Dean.
And everybody else on the call tonight, get signed up. We'll talk to you next month. We'll hopefully see you in May, and have a wonderful week.